Okay.
I don't like feminism.
I call this meeting of the Department of Legislative Affairs to order on April 4th, 2017 at 8:40 a.m. in the President's Conference Room. Second piece, move to item two, roll call.
Director Veronica Charles.
Present.
Assistant Director Sharp.
Present.
Policy Director Haslett.
Here.
Policy Analyst Oberholzer.
Absence excused.
Project Director Leonard.
Present.
Project Coordinator Schultz.
Here.
Intern Allen.
Here.
Intern Oregano. Intern Sharp.
She can be removed. Absence excused.
Intern White.
Here.
And then Intern Worrell.
She can be removed from the attendance. Thank you.
Quorum is present.
Okay, I'm moving to agenda item three, public comment. Seeing none, we will move to agenda item four, approval of minutes.
So there's approval for the 14th of February and then the 14th of last month.
Okay, so I move to approve the agenda minutes from February 14th and March 14th. Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, so we will approve those minutes from February 14th and March 14th.
Perfect.
Thank you. Moving to agenda item five, report of the director. So essentially, our last piece of legislation is going through Senate on Wednesday. That's super important. That is going to be our future direction as far as next year to get it picked up for the following legislative cycle. I have that here for you guys. Sorry, I couldn't pull it up on the TV. It is the bill in support of a tax deduction. It's a little lengthy, but I'm just going to go ahead and read it to you guys, see if you guys have any qualms with it so I can change it and add an addendum before it goes through. So, a resolution in support of a bill providing tax deductions for businesses that provide paid internships to university students. Whereas there are currently no tax deductions provided to businesses who provide paid internships to university students through the PAC Internship Grant Program or any other NSAG program. Whereas businesses should be incentivized by receiving a tax deduction from the Nevada Commerce Tax for providing paid internships to university students within the NG system. Whereas the PAC Internship Grant Program currently provides over 50 paid internships to students at $12 an hour for a maximum of 120 hours, equaling $1,440 total payment. Whereas the Nevada Commerce Tax to date has brought in $899,800 in revenue. Whereas the Nevada Commerce Tax could provide 278 paid internships across NC, dispersed at $12 an hour for a maximum of 120 hours for $400,000, less than one half of the Nevada Commerce Tax revenue. Whereas more than 900 students applied for the PAC Internship Grant Program for the 2016-2017 academic year, therefore indicating an extreme need for paid internship opportunities at the University of Nevada, Reno. Whereas there are currently no other paid internship programs in any other NC institution, despite the more than 107,637 students enrolled in the system as of fall 2016. Be it resolved that the Senate of the Associated Students encourages the Nevada State Legislature to develop a tax deduction incentive for students at the University of Nevada, Reno, and all other NC institutions in the 2019 legislative session. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution to be sent to the Director of Legislative Affairs, President Johnson, Vice President Shannon Ellis, Assemblywoman Amber Joyner, Senator Julia Ratty, Constance Brooks, UNLV Director of Legislative Affairs Fabian Donat, and Acting NCU Chancellor John Wayne. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, so that is going to be going through Senate on Wednesday. We will be asking about the future of the bill. Any of you that intend on staying within Legislative Affairs in the next upcoming years should plan on being in attendance at Senate at 5:30. It's not gonna go through until like 8 o'clock though, so you guys have some time because it's gonna be a really long meeting. Then as far as our last Wolf Pack Smart Talk went really well. I think that it was the woman that showed up, she was super kind. She brought a bunch of different stuff. She made a PowerPoint. It was very successful. We had like 30 people there. So that was a really good Wolf Pack Smart Talk. As far as the one this evening, has anybody spoken in other classes about Big Pharma?
Yes.
Good.
But I've handed out handles.
Okay, good.
A sec.
So I've emailed my professors. I want you guys to just see if you can go ahead and talk in front of your class. Just say, hey, can I steal 1 minute at the beginning of class, talk about the little PacSmart talk. That's easily the best way that we get participation at these events.
Yeah, and it's not as nerve-wracking as you would think. People actually have respect for you if you get up there and talk about things that matter, so.
Yeah. And then I believe this is going to be our last open meeting of our session. So that's super sad. Next week we'll be going over kind of the end of session. And then I just wanted to make sure that I talked to Jacob and Holly about that, about our legacy binder. What's up with that right now?
We have, what's the